We like to warn people about the Antichrist that's rising. The Bible warns about it. If you think the lockdowns of COVID was something, that's going to be nothing compared to what's coming in the Antichrist. Rule and evil that will take over the world. And if your life is not submitted to Jesus Christ today, in spirit, in truth, you have no hope of eternal life to come. But if your life is submitted to Christ in every way, if you've lost your life to find Him, you have hope of eternal life.
Just confess with
me. Confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that He was raised from the dead, and you will be saved.
That's Romans 10, but that's not the complete gospel. You got to read like the whole letter of Romans that talks about faith and repentance.
When they asked Paul about what should we make the Gentiles do? And he basically broke down all the 650 laws of the
And now
Old
you're talking
Testament.
About Torah, so 613.
But he brought it down.
Acts 15.
He boiled it down to like four things.
Right, which were in Genesis, not in Torah. They were in Genesis. But that has nothing to do with the culture today in the gospel.
It doesn't have anything to do with we're talking about what do you need to do for salvation.
Yeah, no, that's
so I'm asking you.
That has to do with how do you...
Because you're telling me that my answer is wrong, so I'm saying...
Yeah, your answer is incomplete.
Well, what's the
in humble truth, let me tell you, your answer is incomplete. In Acts 15, when they said, here's why they told the Gentiles to do four things. Because the Jews were trying to tell the Gentiles they had to keep all the Torah law. And the apostles and Paul and Peter and all the rest of them and James said, no, we never commanded the Gentiles to keep Torah. We don't keep Torah. We don't keep Torah.
Right.
We do keep some pre-Torah things. And we do keep all of the New Covenant. And so the gospel is not just believe.
So you keep all the New Covenant. You mean the Sermon on the Mount.
We keep the New Covenant
and
pre-Torah things.
You actually fulfill where Jesus said, none can obey the law and none are worthy. And he raised the bar up.
What verse did he say that in?
Well, God said that.
Where does it say that?
He said, none are worthy.
You talking about filthy rags?
Yeah.
Okay. Filthy rags is a corrupt theology. That was talking about...
So the Bible's corrupt.
It's corrupt interpretation by man. Filthy rags,
right.
Isaiah was talking to
Jesus
Israel.
Jesus said there are none good among you.
Okay. Jesus said no one's good but the Father.
And he said there are none... He knew
but that doesn't mean that you can't live and walk in righteousness.
I didn't say that.
Okay. So there's... No one's good enough like God. I'm not. He's not. You're not.
All right. So what I'm saying is...
We're trying to get back to the
gospel.
My
salvation is not based upon me walking a perfect life. Although, if I do have salvation, that will be my guiding star.
Your salvation is based upon what Christ did and your response to it.
Right,
so if you live in willful sin...
And he said it was incomplete.
If
so
you live in willful sin, you're going to lose your soul.
So...
Sin, you know, is sin.
Well, no. So say...
Jesus doesn't cleanse that.
So say you get angry at somebody. You just sinned.
I got to repent of that.
Right, but so...
If I live in it,
so if you die before,
I'm on me.
If you die before... You have a chance to repent of it.
If I die in willful sin, I'm going to lose my soul. Ananias and Sapphira, a couple in Acts 5, were killed for lying.
But did they lose their soul?
Of course they did. Judgment of God came down on them, sir.
That's
How about,
true.
Ready? How about okay. Simon? How about Simon in Acts 8? Simon is a believer who wants to buy the Holy Spirit. Peter rebukes him and says, you better repent and hope that God gives you repentance because you're in the gall of iniquity. And Simon says, please pray that doesn't happen to me because Simon knew he was going to lose his soul. In James 5...
Simon never received the gospel.
Yes, he did too. He was a baptized believer.
No.
It says it right in Acts.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, it says it, sir. How about in James 5? James says, brethren, if any of you do error from the way and you turn him
right.
from his sin, you
right.
save a soul from
right.
death.
Right.
That's judgment and hell. You live in willful sin, sir. You're going to die and go to hell. Jesus only cleanses sin you give to him and repent of. That's what the Bible teaches, sir. Can I get back to the gospel?
I'll give it back to you.
Yep, you don't want it.
No.
If you're not a truth seeker, I guess we're not here for you today.
Well, maybe not.
That's right.
Because I am a truth seeker, but I'm not sure. I've walked down this path that you're walking down, and I don't have necessarily the memory to remember every single verse.
Because you're not living by every word out of the mouth of God. You're living by your own man-made platitudes, which is Romans 10.
So
call
in
the name of the Lord,
you'll
be saved.
Do you have signs and wonders follow you from your gospel teaching?
Absolutely.
Do you see people get healed?
Absolutely, we have signs and wonders following us. I have seen people get healed. God heals people.
He does.
Yeah, I don't have the healing power.
He does.
But you know what's a greater miracle than any of that? Jesus said you'll do greater things. What do you think is a greater miracle, brother?
People that would repent and obey and have a changed heart.
That's
but he
the
greatest.
Did that.
Alive from
but he
the
did
dead
that.
In the spirit.
He did that.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did.
Jesus didn't baptize one person.
But he led them to salvation.
He told them the way, and later the Holy Spirit was come that made a way for them. Right. Nobody before the Holy Spirit came had salvation around Christ. In the Old Testament, let me correct that. In the Old Testament, okay, you came by Torah law and you had the hope of salvation. What I said was
faith.
The new covenant,
it
Jesus didn't
faith.
Baptize anybody, and it wasn't until he died and the Holy Spirit fell, that's how we find salvation in the new covenant. There was salvation in the old covenant, but in the new covenant, it comes by what? Pentecost, the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. It was a new and different standard from Torah. New and different standard from Torah.
No, I agree.
So unless you're seeking truth, you're going to be put outside of the kingdom. Unless you're submitting to it, unless you come out of the world and come out of seeking your flesh, you have no hope of eternal life to come. What are you here for today?
Huh?
What are you here for today?
I live here.
No, I mean, what are you here in Augustine Street for? What are you doing here?
To take a walk and wake up before I go study.
Yeah, what are you going to study?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay, I hope it's the Word of God, because that's what you need for eternal life.
Well,
you gave the gospel card back, so I guess we're done. Christ is the only way, sir, unless you come by the gospel.
I've taken what you said, and I'll pray on it, and I'll ask the Lord, and He'll reveal the truth.
The Word reveals the truth, and the Spirit confirms it.
Yeah.
And actually, what I showed you was Romans 10 is an incomplete gospel.
You've made your statement.
Yeah.
You made your statement.
And worldliness will damn your soul.
Do you trust the Lord?
I what?
Do you trust the Lord?
Do I trust the Lord?
Do you trust the Holy Spirit?
I trust the Lord totally in the Holy Spirit and the Word. But too many times what people do is they say, I'm going to pray about it, and they live in the flesh, and they never get to the Word. Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God, not every prayer that we do. We live by the Word. You're not living by the Word by just praying about stuff.
The Word was everything He ever said and did, too. The stuff that we don't know about.
Yeah, but we have the written Word. Genesis to Revelation, we have
the
written Word. Genesis to Revelation. The Holy Spirit is the Word, but He says He will bring remembrance and He will teach you all things. It's in the Word, sir. If you're not a Word Christian, you're not going to make it to the kingdom of God. Bible
That's
Christian.
Not necessarily true.
Oh, absolutely,
Iran,
sir.
People in Iran and Iraq that have come to faith in Christ didn't have a Bible to read, and they don't have a Bible today, but they believe in Christ.
Okay, you know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen? God is faithful, and God's going to get the Word to them, and they're going to follow what they know. And if you don't do that, you're going to be outside the kingdom. They have to follow
what
they know. Okay, but what I'm telling you is,
if you
live a worldly life, if you live a worldly life, you're going to be outside the kingdom. You look like a worldly man. You're going to be outside the kingdom. God dressed us. He told us how to dress. So you're going to be outside the kingdom. So I'm just telling you that. Genesis 3, He shed blood and put us in robe like garments.
Still got color.
Never changed.
You got color in your clothes too.
What do you mean? It's not color, sir. It's covering your form and coming out of the world. You got to do that, sir. Unless you do that, you have
no
hope.
Well, I agree with you on that.
You have no hope.
I agree with you on that.
Test yourself. Don'tperish.com if you ever want to find your team. We'll help you.
What is it called? Don'tperish.com.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said you must be born again. Yeah. What's born again means you know that you're blood, you can't, and you're living Christ. Yeah, but that is born again. Yeah, see, we do that, and then God sends the Spirit. Being born again is not something new and I do. See, we make ourselves a willing vessel, and God sends the Holy Spirit. The Spirit changes our heart, and that's what we're born again.
Culture.
Out of the world. Yeah,
culture.
Yeah.
Sports, politics, entertainment, fashion, dress, music, all that stuff that Satan created.
Yeah, I don't listen to any music at all.
That's good.
Yeah, what's the name of
Tell them about the Baptist faith, brother. Why would you be cautious about the Baptist faith?
First of all, a false gospel. right? They don't teach the gospel. They probably teach you accept Jesus in your heart.
Well, it depends. It depends on if you're Reformed Baptist or if you're...
Either way, they don't preach the biblical gospel that just preached to you. And if some of them do, they don't believe it. They don't obey it. See, the Bible tells us to earnestly contend for the faith once delivered unto the saints. The Baptists didn't come along until the 1600s.
Yeah.
So that's not the faith once delivered unto the saints, is it?
I can agree. I agree to a point. If I told you I go to a Baptist church, I do go to a Baptist church, but... In the scriptures, you don't see the body of Christ divided in the different denominations.
Very good.
You're right. That's why calling yourself a Baptist is not biblical.
Yeah, well, I didn't call myself Baptist. I went to a
Yeah, but here's what we always like to tell people. If you go there, you sing and you pray with them, you're united to them.
Yeah.
And they keep pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter.
Well,
those are Roman Catholic holidays. God didn't ordain those.
Right? I agree.
Yeah. So you got to come out of all that. That's what we're telling people here.
Everybody that
did you have to come out of false man-made religion?
Oh, yeah.
I did, too. So yeah. Did she. Yeah. You got to come out of it. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians, come out, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you.
Yeah. I don't necessarily celebrate them holidays either.
So I'm sorry?
Love them all together.
Well, yeah,
but... Because you got people that do go there that doesn't hold to it.
But if you're united to it, sir, you got to walk in spirit and truth. And that's what our website does. It helps people test the biblical gospel to the biblical gospel. It helps you conform your life to the image of Christ. We all had to do that.
We're all
yeah. He mentioned perfection. What does the Bible say about perfection for us?
Yeah, what does perfect mean? Perfect doesn't mean sinlessly perfect. Only Jesus was that. The word perfect in the Bible calls us over 20 times in the New Testament to be perfect. The word in the Greek actually doesn't mean like sinlessly
test
perfect.
Test yourself to the word of God, folks. Judgment's coming.
Mature, lacking nothing. It actually means you're walking in sound doctrine. You don't keep willing.
Seek the kingdom of God. So judgment's coming. Repent.
It.
Come out of your sin and worldliness. There's no darkness in God. Turn and repent, American neighbor. Loving our neighbor with truth.
We have to turn away from it. And 1 John 1, if we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from sin. See, if you're not walking in the light, if you're not repenting and turning away from sin, you're not being... That of God's kingdom is
it's in the same kingdom as if you drive a heater.
No,
in the world.
No. See, here's the thing. There's a difference between something like a wagon...
Test yourself.
Versus something that is actually of the flesh. This is just a tool, okay? A car is a tool. It's like a hammer. It is not hard. It's a tool. How you use it determines where it goes. It's like a phone.
Yeah, but Paul was watching sports without a rare beer.
Okay,
call it
a sports.
It is a sin. It's carnal and fleshly.
Yeah.
It titillates your flesh. It's violent, like football. It's covetous. It's rowdy. It's grossly, grossly unbiblical in how they dress. The NFL and all the major sports are linked to LGBT.
Brother, I'm going to take Oliver.
Oh, okay. It's all... Yeah, come over. Yeah, what I'm saying... Yeah, but no, but we use it for God's glory. We're not entertaining in the flesh with it, sir. See, that's what I'm saying. You got to rightly discern the word of God.
Basketball is not violent.
Sure, but still, it's of the flesh. It's covetous. Covetous to win over your neighbor, sir. It makes men rich and millionaires in entertainment. It's not redeeming the time. It's not redeeming the time. What did Jesus tell us to do? What did Jesus tell us to do? Go preach the gospel,
right.
Make disciples, teaching them to obey. Do we have time to sit around and watch a bunch of idle millionaires? Your neighbors are dying, go to hell. Do we have time to do that?
I don't have time to do
no,
it.
No, we
I,
don't
I,
do
I,
it.
I don't want
yeah.
to do
yeah, we don't do it.
I'm not going to call it a sin.
We go forth. It is a sin because it's of the world. Ready? James 4:4. James 4:4 says, if you love the things of the world, or no, if you're a friend. Hold on. James 4:4 says, if you're a friend of the world, you know what that word friend means? If you're fond of. So if you look at the things of the world and you go, I like football. I like surfing. I like hunting and fishing as an idolatrous sports and hobby. If you're fond of it, it says you're an enemy of God. Okay, maybe it's not for you. If you don't put it above everything else, but it doesn't matter if you put it above, to partake in it is sinful. To be of the world is sinful. I got a lot of articles on sports on my website. You got a gospel card. Go to don'tperish.com. Look up the articles. I used to be a big sports freak. It's a waste of time. It's friendship with the world. It's rowdiness. It's covetousness. It's not of the Father. Jesus didn't do it. Paul didn't do it. We're supposed to example them. Anything in your life you're doing that they didn't do. Now, that doesn't mean driving a car. A car is a tool. No, it doesn't, sir. Because a car is not sinful and fleshly. A car is not sinful and fleshly. Football and sports are a waste of time, carnal and fleshly. You got to learn to discern. If you're ready, if your heart was really born again and the Spirit was really teaching you, you wouldn't want the things of the world. You'd want a car to go to work. You'd want a car to travel and preach the gospel. You wouldn't want a car to go watch the things of the world. Do you see the difference?
But like I said,
I'm not saying you do. We're just talking about in general.
But I'm not going to label it.
But see, the Baptist faith is deceiving you by keeping you. You're only going to go as high and holy as the people you hang around. The Baptist faith is created by man, and it's against the Word of God. And if you would take a break from the Baptist church and study the Word of God,
I study the Word of God, and
test your life to it, and you'll see that how you live your life, how you act, talk, dress, live, spend your time, spend your money, you're going to see that it's totally, if you're of the world, is outside of the things of God. And if you ask the Holy Spirit to give you truth, He will convict you of that. He'll change
so
your heart
you
about all
dress,
this.
What do you mean?
Well, God killed animals in Genesis 3 and covered us in a tunic-like garment to cover up. You ever notice how women show their privates off? Sure you have.
Well, no, I understand.
You notice how men have done that too? God put us in tunic-like garments in Genesis 3, and it never changed in the whole Bible. We're all supposed to cover up. These are our temples. That makes you holy to be separate from the culture.
Right.
But if you dress and live and act like the culture, running around in modest sportswear and doing all these foolish things, you're not separate. You're not holy.
So you're talking about revealing clothes.
I'm talking about God put us in a garment that covers up your butt and your crotch and covers you up in a loose garment. I'm looking around here and 99% of the people wear things to show their bodies off. Get that? I have articles on all that on my teaching blog. Nobody teaches that either. You know why? Because nobody wants to change their life completely for Christ. They just want to go to church.
No, I understand about the revealing and the tight and the.
But
and the,
it's not. No, it's not the revealing and the tight. It's God's standard. God killed animals and covered us. We should dress the way He dressed us.
So you're dressed in animal skin?
No. The original covering was an animal skin. Once God shed it one time, we don't need that anymore. Now it's just a cloth covering. Later, He had the Israelites using a cloth covering.
So is my clothes anything wrong with them?
Actually, yeah, because you're wearing pants that show up with form, and your shirt is not nearly long enough to cover yourself up. Okay?
My shirt is clean.
Yeah. No, it doesn't cover you up, sir.
You're legalistic.
Yeah, it doesn't cover you up. You got to go much deeper in truth, sir. Hey, come here for a second. So there's a 10-point test on our website.
But I don't need your test. I got the script.
But it goes right to the scripture. But you do because you haven't got there yet. You wouldn't be in the Baptist faith if you had been tested. Because the Baptist faith, Jesus said, we unite with believers. We don't go to church anywhere. We are the body of Christ.
That's true.
Okay, so you don't go to church. Ready? Baptists teach you Sunday's the Lord's Day. It's not the Lord's Day. Sunday's not the Lord's Day. That's a man-made invention.
Did you hear me say it was the Lord's Day?
I'm sorry?
Did you hear me say it was the Lord's
Day? No, I'm saying the Baptists. I said the Baptists say that. Many Baptists say it's the Lord's Day. They gather on Sunday, which is the Lord's Day. It's not the Lord's Day. And so what I'm saying is I think you do need some help to go a little deeper, because whatever you're reading or whatever, whoever you're hanging out with, whoever you get taken teaching from is not teaching you. Jesus said, preach the gospel. We preach that to you. Make disciples. Teach them to obey everything. Coming out of the world and the culture is teaching them to obey everything He commanded. Jesus said, my sheep are not of the world.
You're saying I'm not out of the world.
You're not. If you're of the Baptist faith and you don't see that the culture and the sports and politics and entertainment and movies and music and all that is ungodly, if you don't see that, then you have not the mindset to come out.
We didn't talk. I said, I don't listen to music.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about music.
Yeah.
I don't get into politics.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I watch sports very little.
Yeah,
so
well,
I'm not gonna call it
a little bit of sin is still too much sin.
But it's not a sin.
It is a sin.
According to
God's word, to be a friend of the world, to be carnal, to be fleshly. Sports just titillate your flesh. What does sports do for you spiritually? Nothing. There you go. So it's a waste of idle time. We're not supposed to waste the time. The Bible says redeem the time. So there you go.
Where did it say redeem?
Ephesians 5. Redeem the time, for the days are evil. Redeem means make the best use of it. What did Paul and Jesus do? Watch Roman games or go preach the gospel? There you go. That's what you and I need to be doing if we claim to be of Christ, not watching games. And did Jesus said in Mark 7, if you keep man-made traditions and you're united to it, you worship God in vain in Mark 7. So that's all teachings on my website. That's why I think you do need it to go deeper, because I love you. You're my neighbor. I want you to go deeper and lose your life completely. Completely. I'm not saying you haven't lost some of your life or much of your life. I'm calling you to lose it even more. How many sins did it take for Adam and Eve to get thrown out of the garden? How many sins are going to take to keep you out of the garden, out of the kingdom of God?
One.
So cleanse yourself of all of those other things that you still have yet to go at. That makes sense? That makes sense?
Yeah. I mean, some of it, but not all of it.
Well, it's what God's word says. You can't bring scripture to prove that the things of the world are for God's people. And here's the real truth. If your heart was truly transformed by the power of God and the word of God and the spirit of God, you wouldn't be defending the things of the world. Guess what? You're making excuses for sports and making excuses for things. You would flee all unrighteousness and live for righteousness. Because the Bible says you're going to reap what you sow. So when people come here just to vacation and do tourism, what are they sowing? To the spirit or the flesh? To the flesh. This is all flesh. Is this all going to be burned up by Jesus when he comes back?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're sowing to the corruptible and the flesh. What are we supposed to sow to? The spirit and the incorruptible. See the difference?
I know the difference, but you can do stuff that's not sin, but you do everything to the glory of God, right?
Now, you can't do everything for the glory of God. You can't do sinful, fleshly, carnal things.
Other than sin.
Yeah, other than sin. So worldliness is sin. All of the things that tease your flesh and are full of vile rowdiness, covetousness, entertainment, all of these things. I mean, name something that the culture does that's not, that is of God, first of all.
Depending on what?
Like what?
You're talking about.
Like what? So a grocery store, nothing sinful there. No, buy food for your family.
Oh, no. I mean, if you want to get into that, the stuff you eat from the grocery store has got chemicals.
Yeah, it could be. You do your best to eat healthy. But now let's say this. Ready? So instead of going to the grocery store, now I'm going to go and get myself a Netflix movie and go take home and watch it.
Well, I differ with stuff. I don't do Netflix and stuff like that.
I didn't say you did. I'm just giving an example. So the whole point is, if your heart is born again by the gospel like my brothers and sisters, you hunger and crave for righteousness, and you say, Father, purify me of all sin and worldliness and anything that's not of you. That's your heart's desire.
Right.
We don't make excuses for it,
right.
And we don't hang out in corrupt man-made religion like the Baptist faith. We walk with God and then find God's people that have come out and walk with them. That's the heart of a true born-again person. Most people in America that say they're born again, they're not. They're false converts.
Yeah,
they're false converts. That's all I'm saying. So when I give you these examples, I don't know you. I'm just saying, other than how you dress, I don't know anything about you, and you're a Baptist or go to a Baptist church. I don't know anything about you. But if you go there and you sing and pray with them, you're united to them. If I go to a Mormon church and I sing and pray with them, am I united to them?
I don't know.
Sure you are. Sure you are. You're singing and praying with them, uniting as brothers and sisters. So that's what I know about you. You test yourself. And if you need help, email us. We'll help you. Go much deeper. And ready? Have you lost every single area of your life, family, friends, career, churchianity, everything, for the cause of Christ to match God's word? Have you lost every single thing and you're walking in pure holiness, righteousness, goodness, seeking the kingdom, preaching the kingdom, making disciples? Is that what your life is all about in every single area, every way?
Not every way.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not out here preaching the gospel.
There you go. So you got to find out why not. What are you doing with your time instead of that? Because that's what God calls us to do. That makes sense?
Yeah, by spread the gospel.
I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying you can't do it as a worldly person. You got to do it as a righteous, holy, set-apart person to be a good witness.
I don't do anything as a worldly person anymore. I'm not
in
the world.
Okay, that's good. But keep going deeper. You got a ways to go. You admit it.
We all got
to
go deeper.
Every day I'm striving to go deeper.
Yeah.
And that's why I said the 10-point test on my website is loaded with scripture. I don't make it up. It's loaded with scripture that would help you test yourself. It's a filter. God's word is a filter. And the Bible does say he gives teachers, men, to teach. The Baptists are not going to teach you biblical. I believe I can, ready? I'm going to say something and I'm going to boast in Christ. I believe I can teach you far better than the Baptists have taught you.
Prove me.
Prove me. Go to the scriptures. Go, and then go to my website, and I'll take you places that the Baptist church isn't taking you in the truth of God. That makes sense?
Yeah, I'll look at it.
All right, man. I love you. Can I give you that? I care for your soul, man. I care for your soul. Take that gospel card and you talk to it. Talk to us. Send us an email. We'd love to encourage you.
I'm not good with emails.
Well, email me once. I'll give you my text, and we can text and call and talk on the phone.
Okay.
Right?
Let me give you my email. You email me because I know how to respond to it.
Okay. Hey, I'll take that deal. Hold on.